Good morning, this is WMFO. Sorry, the first thing to say is that was Dry the Rain by Beta Band. That's a long song, huh? And Matt left us with something that I don't remember. What's that say on the side? Mike, I'm sorry, I mean to be pointing to your microphones. That's mic 4. Oh, and what's that one say on the 3? Great. This is going to take me a second. So, you guys, what I'm doing now, and by you guys, I do mean the people listening, and I also mean Owen and Andres. Oh, I'm Bill. I'm your DJ here on Wednesdays, and I am going to be your DJ till 10. And this week, these next 2 weeks, you will notice that there's training for new DJs on WMFO. And then in a couple weeks, we'll have new DJs doing new shows. Good morning. New DJs are here. Owen, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And thanks for... Everyone's going to thank you in a little bit for being awesome on the radio. Andres is here. Andres, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Thank you. During the show today, I'm going to be doing some stuff on air, explaining the station to Owen and Andres, and we'll do the same thing next Wednesday morning, and then there'll be new DJs. The sound you're hearing in the background is the air conditioner over there. I'm going through the change, so it has to be on right now. You may turn it off or on. You can adjust the you cannot adjust the temperature. I'll tell you more later. My left hand is on this side of the board, and each of these red lights here means the slider's on, and then this is how loud or quiet it is. So Owen, tell me what you had for breakfast.
I had a granola bar.
Keep talking.
I had a granola bar.
Say more.
I had a granola bar when I woke up, and that's what I ate for breakfast.
See how if I push it up all the way?
Yeah.
Owen's voice gets louder. So talk closer to the microphone, Owen.
Before I had a granola bar, I showered.
Okay. I am that type of DJ. I don't talk too much. I say name song, name a next song. We'll do the same thing. Andres, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I just had a clementine. I didn't really have time for breakfast. Kind of woke up a little late.
You had a what? A what?
A clementine.
Oh, okay. Great. Was it ripe?
Yeah, it was perfectly ripe.
Okay, so you're talking close to the microphone, which is good. You may, if you come off the microphone, you'll notice like that, and meaning my voice will sound farther away and get more echo of the room.
Yeah.
And so this is better. You don't have to eat it. By eat it, I mean you don't have to touch it with your lips the way many performing singers do.
Yeah.
Okay. This is WMFO. We are free form radio. And what that means is, I don't know what's coming next. We don't know what's coming next. And that's one of the joys. And also, there's no commercials. That's one of the joys, too. Oh, boy. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play a song out of this screen here, which has songs on it. Why don't I hear it? There it is. It's because it starts quietly. And you'll see it counting down there. That's how long this song is. It's really long. And it kicks in there. We're going to listen to Luau by Drive Like Jihu, and we're going to train. Goodbye.
Thank you. We used to write letters to each other a lot, and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
That's Lucia by Polvo. Massive Attack did Protection. Oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. Hey, you guys just witnessed a mess up. We heard Protection by Massive Attack with Tracy Thorn singing, and Luau by Drive Like Jehu. That was the one with the yelling. I just made a mistake. I'm Bill. This is WMFO. Owen's here. Owen, say hello.
Hello, hello.
So bossy. Me.
You're not bossy, Bill.
Andres is here.
Hello.
Say hello. Oh, you already did it. Good job. Owen and Andres are training to be DJs at WMFO. They'll be DJs real soon, like in a couple weeks. We are here till 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock is DJ D. We'll be back next Wednesday morning at 9 for more training and more WMFO. We're going to play another song now. Andres, what's the song we're going to play?
It's Cariño by The Marías.
Here comes.
And you stuck your chassis in the traffic flow. You didn't have to turn and go, but who can blame you? Taxi driver cursed you and hit the gas. Low rider slow to pass, twisting home. And you make me feel so good to drive. The dashboard is alive. It winks and whispers. Drive through window to the park to park. But I'm not afraid of the dark with your light. Crown Victoria, you make me smile. Used to crumble donuts on your seats. Policemen like to eat and lick their fingers. Stocked in standard leather everything. Power locks and steering. Linger, please. Crown Victoria, you make me smile. Crown Victoria, rented at the airport in L.A. Poolside, so we'll stay and wander in you. Don't wanna hand your keys to the man it hurts. So extend the rental terms one more day. Crown Victoria, you make me smile. Crown Victoria, miles in my Crown Victoria, you make me cry. Crown Victoria, I was born to
Owen, what's the name of that song?
That was Crown Victoria by the Presidents of the United States of America.
Andres, what was the song before that one?
De Maria's Cariño.
Excellent. Where are the Marias from?
They're from Puerto Rico.
Fantastic.
Currently reside in New York, though.
Since the...
No, I think they lived in New York for a while now, and yeah, they make music there.
Okay, I like that song. I have a new song that I like. This is WMFO, which you're not required to say every time you go on the microphone. When are you required to say it, quiz for new trainees?
Every hour.
At
5 minutes after the hour.
Or before.
That's right. Between 5 of and 5 after. You have a 10-minute window. And you have to do that once an hour. Great job. What else do you have to do once an hour? This is an on-air quiz. It doesn't count.
PSA announcement.
That's right. It's a public service announcement. PSA for short. You guys, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us, Bill.
Okay, so this is session 1 of 2. Andres and Owen will be back with me next Wednesday at 9. DJD is next. Our playlists are on spinatron.com. You can get there through WMFO.org. Okay, and you guys, I'm going to do something that you're not required to do, but I love to do it because the DJs, when I was a kid, used to do this. And they called it hitting the post, which means I'm starting a song, I'm going to talk over the part where they just play music, and I'm going to talk until they sing, but not talk over the first word. And I'm not going to do it right because I don't know exactly where it is. But I'm going to instead say that this is the Philadelphia Grand Jury by the Fiery Furnaces. Bye, everybody.
Bitches you can't ever come across.
Make sure that they notarize my will. Make sure mom don't look at the news. We already know there ain't no suspense that the Philadelphia grand jury strings me up.
More crooked sons of bitches you can't ever come across. Sons of bitches you can't ever come across. Sons of bitches you can't ever come across.
Thank you. Streets of the Isaacs.